If you'll tell the time, I'll be the tone.
The time is now 0 o'clock.
It's that time once again when the clock ceases to tick and each slight nuance of sound reverberates into a dynamic disharmonic symphony. The minutes expand into timeless infinity.
Yes, can I help you? Is this Madame Tussauds House of Wax?
No, but there's Lizzie Borden's House of Wax, the corner of Fast and Easy Street.
No thanks. I'm looking for the Wax Museum.
Well, why didn't you say so? Come on in! Welcome to the Wax Museum. You'll find a full complement of rock and roll records, stacks of tracks, to keep your ears waxed into the next millennium and beyond. On what's left, there's Big Mama Thornton hounding us all the way from Baskerville Hall, and Little Richard over, under, sideways, down on your right.
All right. How about a measure or two of Long Tall Sally and Short Fat Fanny?
Size of it.
And over here?
Where?
Behind that door.
Number three? Well, let's just say every wax museum has a house of horrors. Home to the horribles and the terribles. That's where we board the good, the bad, the ugly, and the really bad, ugly good ones, too. You know, Barry Manilow burial ballads, Mrs. Miller's greatest skips, greatest skips, greatest skips. Feast on some wax turkeys.
This is really tough. You know, kind of chewy, but I'll string along with you. How about we start tonight's show with something loud and fast?
Excellent. Put on your safety goggles.
Check.
Deflate your deflatable shoes.
Check.
Buckle up your safety harnesses.
Mate. I'm sorry. I got kind of lost over here somewhere.
Get ready for the wildest ride in these here parts. Keep your arms and hands inside the vehicle at all times. And here we go.
Peter Dennis Blandford Townsend. Born May 19th, 1945 in Chiswick, Middlesex, England. Singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, best known for his work in The Who. Pete has written and recorded 12 studio albums with the group, 7 solo LPs, and a number of guest appearances as a songwriter, record producer, and performer on other artists' records. Tonight we go deep undercover for the guest appearances and hard-to-find recordings, and we begin with a song co-written by Townsend and played with British pop band The Naturals in the spring of 1964. Significant because this predates the record early Who band The High Numbers Cut as their one and only single before changing the name to The Who. Managed by Townsend's manager Chris Stamp, here's The Naturals with It Was You. Released on Parlophone Records in the UK and Liberty Records stateside, it's Pete Townsend. Deep undercover in the Wax Museum.
I first heard Dylan, I did actually realize, I don't know how, but I realized that there was a way that I could work as a writer, almost like a sneak thief. I could use the rock form, or as I regarded it then, the pop form, to say very special personal things, that I could get ideas across through the medium that the band was working at. However big or small the band were or were to become, that I could get my say somehow as a writer. I think there's a kind of a vengeance there which is difficult to contest. That a lot of people are satisfied to get up in front of that audience and play and be cheered and be popular and be paid for the privilege. That's not enough for me. I want all that and I want the right to say my piece.
You're in the Wax Museum deep undercover with Pete Townsend. Are deep undercover with Pete Townsend here in the Wax Museum. That is a British band called Barren Knights, known for their musical parodies. So I guess you could compare them to maybe the Bonzo Dog Band or the New Vaudeville Band. They'd been around for a while. In 1963, at the invitation of Brian Epstein, they were one of the support acts on the Beatles' Christmas shows at the Finsbury Park Astoria in London, and later became one of the few acts to tour with both the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. That's from 1967, a tune written by Pete Townsend that was offered to Episode 6. They were a precursor to Deep Purple. They turned it down. The Barren Knights picked it up. Lazy Fat People from 1967. And Oscar before that, who was Paul Oscar Busselink, doing Join My Gang from 1966. Again, written by Pete Townsend and produced by Robert Stigwood, who figures into the Beatles story as well. On the way, music here from Thunderclap Newman. In 1968, Townsend helped assemble a band called Thunderclap Newman, consisting of three musicians he knew, pianist Andy Newman, an old art school friend, drummer John Speedy Keen, who had written Armonia City in the Sky for The Who, to record on their 1967 album, The Who Sell Out, and teenage guitarist Jimmy McCulloch, who was later to join Wings. Townsend produced the band and played bass on their recordings under the pseudonym Bijou Trains. Their first recording was the single Something in the Air, which became a number one hit in Britain and number two hit here in the United States, substantial hit elsewhere in the world. This was the only number one hit in Britain that Pete Townsend ever performed on. The Who never had a number one record in Britain. Following this success, Townsend produced their soul album, Hollywood Dreams. Here is Thunderclap Newman, Something in the Air. This is the single version of Something in the Air with Pete Townsend on bass as Bijou Trains. It's Pete Townsend deep undercover here in the Wax Museum.
Actually happened to me was slightly different. When I was a kid, I used to be in the Sea Scouts, and we went out one day on the River Thames in a motorboat, and it had an outboard motor, a very old cranky outboard motor, and it was droning away. And while it was droning away, I heard all this music come from the sound of it, and it kind of blissed me out, is the only way I can describe it. And when they switched the motor off at the end, I just went crazy. I burst into tears and I wanted them to put it back on again, and I just wanted to hear that music again that I heard. And I guess that what I've been trying to do musically, not lyrically, but musically ever since that day, is try to recreate and approach that sound.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire. I'll take you to burn. Take you to learn. I'll see you burn. You fought hard and you saved and earned.
But- Deep Undercover with Pete Townsend here in the Wax Museum. That's the mono version, the 45 version of The Crazy World of Arthur Brown's Fire, produced by Kit Lambert with associate producer Pete Townsend. I believe Pete plays bass on that one as well as the Thunderclap Newman song, Something in the Air, before that as Bijou Drains, his pseudonym for that record. Can you imagine their very first 45, a number one hit in Britain in 1968? In 1971, Townsend, along with Keith Moon and Ronnie Lane from Small Faces, backed Mike Heron of the Incredible String Band on one song, Warm Heart Pastry, from Heron's first solo LP, Smiling Men with Bad Reputations. On the album notes, they're listed as Tommy and the Bijou. There's your Bijou Drains reference again. Tommy and the Bijou. Also present on the track was John Cale on viola. Here is Mike Heron. You're deep undercover in the Wax Museum with Pete Townsend. Are deep undercover with Pete Townsend in the Wax Museum. That's Pete and fellow Who member Keith Moon on drums on Mike Heron's Warm Heart Pastry from 1971. Also, John Cale on viola there from the Velvet Underground. Got a charity single coming up here by English singer-songwriter by the name of Leslie Duncan. Released in 1971, Sing Children Sing included Elton John on piano, guitar legend Chris Spedding, and Pentangle drummer Terry Cox, all of whom were on a break from recording Elton John's Madman Across the Water LP, as well as noted percussionist Ray Cooper. Duncan rose to prominence when John recorded her composition Love Song for his Tumbleweed Connection LP in 1970. Leslie Duncan here, Sing Children Sing. Deep undercover in the Wax Museum. From 1971, that is Leslie Duncan, deep undercover with Pete Townsend in the Wax Museum, doing Sing the Children Sing, a charity single that Pete played on. In 1969, Pete Townsend became enamored with the teachings of the Indian spiritual master Mara Baba, who claimed he was an avatar. He passed away in 1969, and his mission was furthered after his death. And Pete contributed quite a lot to the movement over the years. In 1972, he released an album called I Am. It wasn't officially a solo record, but a charity record to raise money for the Mara Baba movement. And he contributed a couple of songs to that LP and a couple of instruments on some other tracks on that record.
I was introduced to him by a friend in Britain. And it was, again, loosely a drug-related event. I got very disenchanted with hallucinogenic drugs after the Monterey Pop Festival. I decided that I was going to straighten out, and I did straighten out. I didn't use drugs from 1967. I mean, any drugs, nothing, until 1980. I was a Christian, and I loved Jesus in a very personal way, and the church, as far as I was concerned, I mean, I'd been through, you know, singing in the school choir and stuff like that, and didn't have a religious family, but felt like I was probably the most religious person in the family. And I felt touched, personally touched in some way by Christ. But I didn't feel I'd ever be able to find what I wanted, any answers from the establishment church. And when I read about Mara Baba and read that he was he was an Indian mystic, but at the same time he suggested that you kept your own religion, that really appealed to me a lot, because I didn't have to lose, You know, I didn't have to say, oh, Jesus is not who he said he was. This other guy is. You know, that's one of the things that has always really... Mayor-Barber did say that he was the Avatar, which means the Christ. And a lot of other people said that too. And that was something that didn't hit me at first. It was something I had to later come to terms with.
Upavadiga, the preserver and protector of all. Without beginning are you, Lord, without end. None jewel beyond compare, and none can measure you.
We are Deep Undercover with Pete Townsend in the Wax Museum this evening. That's Pavardigar from the 1972 charity LP, I Am. Two more tunes from the LP coming up here. David Hastelow doing Dragon with Pete, along with Hastelow on synthesizers. And you'll hear Pete's voice as well on the tune Dragon. And Mike DaCosta here doing Affirmation from 1972. Mike DaCosta on sax and vocals. This also includes Ronnie Lane, who will pop up a little bit later in the show, on bass. Pete on guitar and drums, and Ian McLaughlin from The Small Faces on piano. Mike DaCosta here with Affirmation. You're Deep Undercover with Pete Townsend in the Wax Museum.
What it is love, and love is what it's all about in the frantic panic, day-to-day death wish schizophrenic city. Yes, 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 is the stuff that makes it work and hold together, how it fits and intertwines.
Deep Undercover with Pete Townsend in the Wax Museum this evening. That's David Hastelow with Dragon from the 1972 I Am collection that Pete produced for the Mayor Baba movement. Pete on synthesizers on that tune, and also on guitar and drums on the tune before Affirmation by Mike DaCosta, again from the I Am LP in 1972. 1976 found Pete in the studio with a pair of British performers by the name of John Otway and Wild Willie Barrett. He produced their first single from 1976. Here's John Otway and Wild Willie Barrett with Murder Man. Recorded at Pete's Eel Pie Studios, you're Deep Undercover with Pete Townsend in the Wax Museum.
I got a guitar for my 11th birthday or 12th birthday, I can't quite remember which. And up to then I'd only really played the mouth organ. My father was a musician, but we didn't have a piano and we didn't have a record player. So my only exposure to music was watching his band, which was like a Glenn Miller kind of band. It started in the Air Force and it carried over. Well, my mother's family, very different to my father's family. My father, very self-possessed. He's about 65 now, my father. Still works a little bit. But he can't look like a day over 50. I mean, he's got eternal youth. My mother has kind of gone the opposite way. She's like really thrown herself into life and other people's problems apart from her own. She's a real high-strung, crazy lady. who just somehow everybody loves her, but she really burns both, you know, burns all over all the time. And I've often felt that I've been oscillating between the two. You know, sometimes I feel very much like my dad, able to handle things and able to smoothly carry along and rely on my sense of humour. And other times I feel very driven towards the kind of life that my mother leads, you know, very much throw yourself into the worlds. I'm still very much influenced by my parents. It was because my mother decided to stop drinking early last year that I did. She came to stay with me for about 3 months. And I was living away from my family, and it was really nice to have my mother there. And we kind of worked at it together.
You're listening to Pete Townsend, Deep Undercover in the Wax Museum. You're listening to Pete Townsend, Deep Undercover in the Wax Museum. Deep Undercover with Pete Townsend here in the Wax Museum. That is from the Rough Mix LP, an album that Pete did with Ronnie Lane of Small Faces. My Baby Gives It Away from 1977, and that song also includes Charlie Watts on drums. That's an interesting record, well worth picking up, the Rough Mix LP. Up next here in the Wax Museum, a single from 1979 released in both America and England on the Stiff Records label. This is really a kid's record produced by Pete, who also performs on guitar. You can hear his backing vocals and his particular production style on this song by the artist known as Angie. She was, in fact, the 11-year-old Angie Porter. A little side note here, she was the voice on the Buggles video Killed the Radio Star. Angie here with Peppermint Lump, Deep Undercover with Pete Townsend in the Wax Museum. Are Deep Undercover with Pete Townsend in the Wax Museum. Wax Museum, Deep Undercover with Pete Townsend, playing electric guitar on two David Bowie tunes there from the 2002 Heathen LP. That is Slow Burn, and from the Scary Monsters and Super Creeps album in 1980, David Bowie with Because You're Young.
I'm interested in the reality now, and I feel that for a long time I thought the honeymoon was over, but now I know the honeymoon is over. The spiritual path is not either the Chinese word game that Hermann Hesse thought it was, neither is it the romance of Siddhartha. All those things are very nice and very poetic. I think it's more really just living life day to day. So I would hope that you know, that I can still maintain a spiritual focus. But I would look more to daily life to give me the answers to any questions that I might have. And if it wasn't capable of giving the answers that I was to the questions I was asking, I would not look any further. I would just say, right, there is no answer to that question. I wouldn't then say, right, where do I look now? You know, how hard do I have to pray? I feel a great responsibility, in a sense, to redeem myself, not before God, I know he forgives me, but before some of the other people that I think I've let down. Strangely enough, it's not guilt that I feel. It's more a feeling of like wanting to just go back to the old way and prove, in a sense, that it is possible to get through a serious problem. To get through, you know, all right. So some people think that being in a big rock and roll band is a dream come true, and other people might realise that it's also fraught with great danger. But I think it's possible to come through that and come out of it sane and come out of it straight.
Tunes here from Elton John with Pete Townsend on acoustic guitar from the Jump Up LP. Let's do Ball and Chain here, Deep Undercover with Pete Townsend in the Wax Museum. Undercover with Pete Townsend here in the Wax Museum on a couple of Elton John songs there. From the Red Strikes Back LP in 1988, Town of Plenty, and Ball and Chain from Jump Up in 1982, Pete plays acoustic guitar on both of those songs. Now, an album that Pete produced in 1983, I thought was a pretty good record, was the solo debut album of Simon Townsend, his brother. Simon now tours as a second guitarist with The Who, so he's maintained a solo career as well as working with his brother now. The Sweet Sound, Pete produced it. Clearly you can hear his backing vocals on this, the first single from the record, I Am the Answer. This also features Mark Brzezinski, the drummer from Big Country, on drums, Simon Townsend. Deep Undercover with Pete Townsend here in the Wax Museum. Deep Undercover in the Wax Museum. Pete Townsend with his brother Simon there on the 1983 LP Sweet Sound, I Am the Answer. Now, 1984, David Gilmour contacted Pete Townsend and asked him to write some lyrics for his upcoming 1984 LP, About Face's second solo LP.
It's obviously easy to get into a state of mind where you can even believe that words are important when they're not. You know? I think that words are important in rock and roll songs because people do live with them for a long time in the various shapes and forms. And I think sometimes it does help people to deal with something that they might not otherwise have dealt with. I don't know, I mean, I can only go by the kind of letters I get.
David Gilmour with All Lovers Are Deranged, lyrics by Pete Townsend. Deep Undercover in the Wax Museum.
Thank you.
Townsend deep undercover in the Wax Museum playing with Mick Jagger on his first solo LP, She's the Boss, in 1985, credited with guitar on Lonely at the Top. He's also on acoustic guitar on Hard Woman on that LP, and then returned in 2001 on Mick's Got Us in the Doorway solo LP, playing guitar on two tracks, Joy and Gun. We are deep undercover in the Wax Museum with Pete Townsend this evening. A song he wrote for Roger Daltrey is coming up next. Also, some Paul McCartney from 1986 with Pete on guitar and Phil Collins on drums. The Roger Daltrey tune song Pete wrote for the Under a Raging Moon LP in 1985. It was the initial single off of the LP with Tony Butler and Bruce Watson, both from Big Country, backing him up on this song. Roger Daltrey, After the Fire, deep undercover with Pete Townsend in the Wax Museum. Is the vinyl 12-inch single remix of Paul McCartney's Angry with Pete Townsend on guitar.
Yeah, I think if you're a writer, you need to write. If you're a good writer, it's because you need to write. You're not a good writer because you sit and go through the motions. You know, nobody can educate you into the process of writing. It has to be something which you have to do. You have to, you know, you have to need to be judged. You have to need to be responded to. You have to need your ideas to be shared. If you're completely self-contained, if you're an autonomous human being, and you sit behind the typewriter and you write fiction, then, in a word, you never get rich and famous. You know, you'll always be a name on the spine of a book, along with another 1,000 names on the spine of a book. But if you get up at that typewriter, or whatever it is, and you just have something inside you that you've got to get out, and that you try to disguise in fiction, but the general public see you there, hear you cry out, hear you scream for reaction. That's what makes a great writer.
Deep undercover with Pete Townsend, appearing with the Ramones there in 1993 on the Acid Eaters LP, backing vocals on the old Who song Substitute. We have been deep undercover with Pete Townsend here in the Wax Museum this evening, and we'll finish up with a tune from Jean-Michel Jarre's LP Electronica 1, The Time Machine. Here, Pete on vocals on Travelator Part 2. You're deep undercover with Pete Townsend in the Wax Museum. We have been deep undercover with Pete Townsend here in the Wax Museum. Again, that's Travelator Part 2 with Pete on vocals there on the Jean-Michel Jarre LP Electronica 1, The Time Machine, released in 2015. It has been my great pleasure to present Pete Townsend deep undercover this evening here in the Wax Museum. You can get in touch with me, Chris, at waxmuseumradio.com. Downloads of the program are available on request. Information about the Wax Museum, visit waxmuseumradio.com. The opinions expressed in the Wax Museum are not necessarily that of this radio station. If you'd like to contact us, send an email to Chris, that's C-H-R-I-S, at waxmuseumradio.com. Stay tuned, my friends.
Well, that's it. Goodbye, friends! Happy motoring! Back on the freeway, which is already in progress!
Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when you said good.
That's all, folks.
Please remain seated until the vehicle comes to a complete stop. Make sure you gather up all your personal belongings and have a great day.
Thank you.
Well, this is where we leave you, amigos. But we'll be back soon. Look for us.
Well, that's the end. That's all I gotta do. Go on with the music, Charlie.